We got a playoff at the St. Jude Championship in the golf. American Will Zalatoris and Austrian Sepp Straka both finished 15 under par. They're at the first playoff hole, just teeing off as we speak. Now, quite a few texts about the Cameron Smith situation. So if you're just tuning in, Cam Smith, the Aussie, who started the day two shots off the pace at 11 under. Well, he didn't start at 11 under as it stood because he copped a two-stroke penalty for an incident on the par three, I think the fourth hole, that is, yesterday in his third round. Just a couple of texts here, and I'll explain what happened. Smith's two-shot penalty was not a result of someone calling in. The rules officials saw it on TV and discussed it with Smith. He accepted and took an incorrect drop. And Mick and Naruma has also texted in saying it was a committee member who called in. He hit his ball into the water and then took the drop. The ball stopped on the red boundary line and he played it. The rule states you must be completely in and not touching the line. So, yes, that's exactly what's happened. He took an incorrect drop. So when he hit it into the water, when he dropped the ball rolled back onto the red hazard line.
I'm saying play on. If that's the case and he's accepted it, I'm like, that's cool, play on. But I'm not saying play on for old mate sitting in the lounge room watching and then old, you know, goody two shoes calling in saying, oh, did you see this? Like, that's, get out, mate, chill out.
Yeah.
But if he's broken the rule,
it's like the bunker
then
intervening.
Play on, yes.
Yes, it is a bit. Yeah. So you can't obviously play your drop shot off the hazard line.
Man, so be it. Whatever.
I know, it's a technicality of technicalities.
Well, he's copped it, hasn't he? Sounds like he said, yep, rightio, it is what it is. Get on with it. Yeah. I don't mind that. I just don't want the goody two-shoes picking up the phone thinking, I'm going to go and dob him in. And that's my point, though. Like, you're playing sport at the highest level. Mate, it will be seen. Nothing is missed these days. It will be seen.
Mentally, how hard would that be, though? You rock up, you're in contention, final day of a golf tournament, rules, and you walk into the clubhouse, tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Cameron, two shots less for you, mate.
I reckon what you'd do is say, rightio, show me the footage. You'd see it, and then you go, oh, well, you're right, cop it on the chin. I actually reckon exactly how he's handled it would be, what can you do? Yeah, you're probably fuming at yourself or disappointed, but I think that's, or you'd be going, what a garbage rule, but I think you'd just cop it on the chin.
He'll never do it again, that's for sure.
Let's hope not.
Chelsea and Tottenham finished 2-2 overnight. High drama, and we'll discuss it with Mossy after the 8:30 news, because Harry Kane has hit an equaliser in the 6th minute of stoppage time, and then the managers were sent to the stands. They were red carded. Antonio Conte and Thomas Tuchel. So it was all happening there on the touchline there in that match at Stamford Bridge. Loza.
Breaking news in New Zealand, gentlemen.
Oh.
Our man, Callie Gibbons, he's back.
Oh, the Warriors, the Shoei
Warriors,
Barca.
The Shoeys.
The life band.
What's happened?
He's been on radio this morning in New Zealand. And this is his quote. They've told me I'm welcome back, which is good, for the last home game. I want to go out with a bang. I want to do it in a red band gumboot. Every time I get on TV doing a shoey out of red band, I'll donate $100 to the I Am Hope Foundation because it's mental health.
Good man.
So there you go.
Reinstated.
He's reinstated.
So he should be.
People power.
So
he should be. But hang on a second. Go back to his quote, I want to go out with a bang. Is he retiring? Is this his last hurrah?
This is his quote. They have told me I'm welcome back, which is good.
Yep. Tick.
For this last home game, I want to send it off with a bang.
Maybe last game of the season.
Yes,
He's just thinking, you know what? I'm going out on a high, but he'll be back next season.
So he wants to do the red band gumboot. And like every time I get on TV doing a shoey out of the red band gumboot, he'll donate $100 to the I Am Hope Foundation. So who they got in their last game over there? Hopefully they'll score a few points, the Warriors. Well, it doesn't have to be scoring points. Just when he gets on TV, he's going to do it.
Just get a camera on him the whole time. Cash is just going in.
Well, they might carry him out then.
He might be on the field this week.
Yes. So he's been reinstated.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Thank God.
People power have won over.
Nah, what a disgrace.
They're away against the Cowboys. Then they're away against the Panthers.
So they must be their last home game.
He's got a couple of weeks prep to get ready.
Don't tell me they've got No, they've got a game. Yeah, the last round, they've got the Titans at Mount Smart.
Perfect.
3rd of September. Saturday, 3rd of September.
Shoey up.
So he's back.
Oh, that's great stuff. And you're essentially our New Zealand correspondent, Loz.
Yes.
Being, with the missus being from across the ditch, yep. And you going over and interviewing with the Warriors, apparently.
Yeah, looking at yeah. That apartment. That
what's the latest? For those who weren't listening earlier, so the Wallabies beaten 48-17 against Argentina on the weekend, the Rugby Championship, and the All Blacks, amidst a torrent of scrutiny and criticism from the New Zealand media, actually beat the Springboks 35-23. In Johannesburg, one of the most intimidating places to go and win in world rugby, yet the coach is still Ian Foster under all sorts of laws.
I couldn't believe the press conference yesterday because it was a nothing press conference from New Zealand Rugby, virtually saying that they've got nothing to report and they'll make a decision on the coach when he comes home. So they never supported him, so that suggests that he's on the outer. And then Ian Foster has done a press conference and he was asked if he had the backing of his bosses. And his comment was, I certainly feel I've got the support and backing of the All Blacks players, but there's still processes New Zealand rugby want to go through. So that, to me, suggests that there's
it's
a divide. Well, there's a divide between the playing group and the administration. So the players want him to stay, and the administration obviously want to get rid of him. So I don't know how this is going to play out.
I think you do. I think you know exactly how it's going to play out.
Well, you know what I reckon they've done? I reckon they've sussed out another coach.
Thinking they were going to lose.
Yeah. And they've got themselves in a situation now where they've won.
Yeah.
They've approached another coach and they're sitting there thinking, well, how are we going to handle this?
Well, we can't. And we can't now sack him right here today after we've just had a win.
So we're going to do a review and then they'll find something in that review.
Correct.
They'll find something that
going in a different direction.
Yeah, or he didn't give the right message. They'll come up with some piss-poor excuse.
Yeah. Heading in a different direction.
I'll guarantee you.
We see things differently.
Yeah.
We're not aligned on our core values, on the direction
of
the team.
All the buzzwords. I'll come up with something. Or they'll find and take issue with him. The assistant coach didn't deliver the right bags in the right room or something.
Can we go through the Argus review one day,
Clarky? Oh, no. I've been there myself.
Oh, my God. It wasn't that fun.
I know how it works. When they want to get rid of you, they find a way.
Yeah. Hard to get rid of you after a win, so let's delay it 10 days.
13-53-53 is the number. Chris, good morning.
G'day, boys. How we going?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, mate. You got a hero? Chris, your line, your phone line, not the best. Have another crack. Here we go. 3-2-1. Chris, you there?
Ooh.
Not a good line. We'll try again for you, Chris. In the meantime, Jared. Morning, Jared.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, mate. You're clear as a bell. What have you got for us?
Mate, I just want to say, first of all, quick thanks to Dave for doing an interview with Mark Stewart a couple of weeks ago about that horse, Don't Forget Dad.
And tell us about it. What happened with it?
Oh, he did an interview with Mark Stewart, and he was supposed to go to a Tab Highway race, and unfortunately we didn't get a scratching, so he didn't get a start. But he is running today at Grafton.
Okay, what race?
Race one, mate.
Are we expecting a win?
I think you should go pretty close.
There you go. It's $3.60 favourite. Race one, number two. Barrier three, Winona Costin. Give it strength.
Yeah, she's come up to ride, mate. That's a bonus.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, good luck to you all then, involved with that
today.
Thank you,
mate. So my heroes this week are the Roosters forward pack for turning up and having a go this week. That was good. And Matt Lodge has sort of turned the forward pack around a little bit, I feel.
He's going good, isn't he?
He is going super, and Hargraves didn't get in too much trouble, which is always good.
What about your villain?
Villain is Hugh Bowman for that ride on Frumos. I don't know how he got from the outside barrier to the inside rail and then got held up for the last 10 minutes of that race, mate, but it wasn't a good watch.
Yeah, I saw plenty of commentary on good old social media about it. I must confess, I didn't see. I was out and about Saturday, so I didn't see the races. But, you're not the first person to put that. I've seen that on the text line as well this morning. Appreciate the call, Jared. Thank you. Chicken Chow. Morning, Chicken Chow.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I'm not sure who's worse, Chicken Chow or the Narc after a holiday.
Narc's worse than me, Clarky.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
I'm doing my best. Nice to be back. I've missed you.
Yeah, well,
missed your sledging.
Breaking news, Clarky.
What's that?
The new recruit at the Dolphins.
What do you mean?
He's a Queensland boy. He's Carl Stefanovic. You've been running off his head for the past 6 months, Fair Dickens. That's the best football I've ever seen.
Mate, if I'm running off anyone's hip, trust me, it's not his.
So are you brothers?
What's going on with you and Carl?
Listen, mate. Like I said, you're allowed to have friends.
Because that'd be cute if you were brothers in law.
You're allowed to have friends.
I saw a photo with Carl with his Ugg boots on with KS. Have you got MC on your Ugg boots?
I don't have Ugg boots. I'm a barefoot man. He does love his Ugg boots. He is a true Queenslander, that's for sure.
Actually, Chicken Chow.
Yeah, mate.
I'm going to give you a minute to interrogate this man. You can start right now. Yeah, go.
Please keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
I'll keep it clean, Bino. But there is very good mail.
Here we go.
That the deckhand on the boat,
yes,
the Clarkie was on,
yes,
Simon Kadich, wouldn't allow you on.
He was the stew, not the deckhand.
He said you had too many vinos. We're not singing the song till Clarkie stops.
We sang plenty of songs, let me tell you.
Yeah, I reckon you would have, mate. Anyway, no, what else good. Have I got? Has she moved in, this young bird?
Who are we talking about?
Yeah, bro. She can live in the pool.
When are you coming around next? I haven't seen you at the front of my house for a while.
Nah, mate, I've been hanging around Franklin's house trying to see where he's moving to.
Oh, he's going Queensland.
You reckon?
I know.
Oh, you do? Yeah, well, you drink at his tough coffee shop down there, Sonoma's.
Sonoma. Close.
You know every establishment anyway.
Mate, loaf of bread.
It's good bread.
Fat head.
See you, champion.
On your chair.
How
does he know everyone?
Mate.
Nah.
He just pops up when you least expect it. Chicken Chow will be right behind you.
His old man's a publican. He knows plenty of people.
He knows them all.
Yep. I reckon, buddy, he's going. There you go. I reckon he's going to keep playing, and I reckon he's going Queensland. I don't think, even if they win the flag, I don't think he's ready to hang his boots up.
Gosh, it'd just be perfect if the Swans win the flag. Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll take Darren's call. Darren, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
You got a hero and villain for us, mate?
Yeah, I've got the villain. Paul Joyce.
Who, sorry?
Joycey.
Joycey is the villain.
Yeah, he sits against our horse and we're pretty confident that it was going to finally get up, break its face with it. He put the
heads
on.
And I'm guessing that's in the same race as the 150-1 shot, which ended up jumping in 30. Right. So it's Joycey's fault. Joycey's fault.
This
your
the
horse
Loz theory.
Lost.
If Loz touches it, he can't win. Yeah.
He's a very good value tipster, Joycey. Whenever he does circle one at odds,
I can't believe
he's not doing it for a throw at the
stumps. I know that, but I can't believe because a couple of people have texted in, and now you're saying it that he was actually quite confident, like as you could be with a 150-1 shot. Like he sold it well, So he obviously believed that it could do something. Mm.
Yeah, like it wasn't just...
I'll throw this in. Yeah, I'll just throw it out there.
Mm.
So they know their stuff, obviously.
So obviously Loz is your hero for tipping the multi again on the weekend, Darren?
Oh, yeah, good.
No, Darren. More love. More love, brother.
See, this is your problem. When you win, it's just expected now. You lose, everyone abuses you. When you win, it's like, well, so you should.
So, Darren, is there any little bit of love there at all? Well, you gotta enunciate it. You know, you gotta say it. You gotta go, Loz, you're a hero.
Or you can just tell us who your actual hero is.
Yeah, I'll be following it.
Is that it, Darren? I'm gonna give you one more chance.
You're expected to win every week now.
Come on, Darren, one more. Ready?
Love you.
Beautiful. That's what I love to hear, Darren. You're a good man.
Stay strong.
It's a tough world out there.
What was it paying?
Six bucks.
Oh, mate, please. What's
on
happened
top
here?
Of $11 on top of a $9 on top of a $6?
Yeah, you're on six.
Did we actually get Darren's hero after all that?
No. Loz. Yeah, he said Loz was his hero.
Yeah, Loz. Okay, right. Thank you, Darren.
Straight to the
And
top,
by
too.
The way, Chris, who dropped out just before, apparently you were his hero as well.
No, we don't need to hear Chris either. Okay. That's enough.
What, just dropped out?
That's way too much promo for you. Way too many pats on the back.
Get Chicken Chow back up.
Chicken Chow. He'll be at the front door today. He'll be knocking. Press the buzzer. You go down, think you got a delivery, and who is it? Chicken Chow.
Right, the best one was at the art gallery. What's he doing in an art gallery? Quick. I just can't imagine Chicken Chow at an art gallery.
Yeah, please. Now, the text line is 0419 767 272. Morning, boys. Hero definitely has to be JR's charity. Gotcha for life with everything that's happened this week. More conversations have to be had. Villain has to be Man United. Not my fave club, but have the utmost respect for Sir Alex. Such a shame. He's seeing what's happening to this club. What a basket case. Cheers, lads. Trent.
When's JR back, actually?
I think Wednesday.
What a superstar. What about that?
Unbelievable.
Good on her. And she did it in... She wanted to do it in less than...
13
hours. And did, what, 12 and a half?
I think just under 13 hours.
Good on her.
Regardless, though, it was a magnificent achievement. Yeah, unbelievable. What she's done for Gotcha for Life as well, raising the awareness, raising plenty of money. And she's a superstar, JR.
Good on her. Nice to have her back.
I just thought I'd better absolutely make sure that this is okay to read. Sometimes you never know, Clarkey.
Oh, no.
And then, I've just lost it now. No, Hero, the Australian butchery team, led by coach Shannon Walker. They defeated the Kiwis in a live contest making sausages on Saturday.
What?
Villain, the tab for not having a market as that was specials. 2153 sending that one through. Is that right? Well, there you go. I hope you're right. Chris, morning.
G'day again, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we got you this time. Now, seriously, who is your hero this morning? It better not be who I think it is.
Yeah, well, it is because it actually financed the 30th anniversary weekend this weekend. How's the mudgy? Get the wife?
Good man, Chris. I'm glad I could help you.
And your good self, was just in.
Mate, just keep supporting me, brother. You'll be right.
Oh, every week, mate. I'm a punters club. The rest of the family, we're on it.
You can support the missus every week, mate. You take her somewhere if you keep on board.
Keep throwing darts at the wall, man. Some of them will come back.
Oh, dear. Keep throwing those darts, brother.
That's it.
Exactly right. Oh, that's good, mate. Have you got a villain?
Well, Parramatta was dropping out right at a crucial moment on the way out to Hardy.
I'll tell you what, your phone line's still rubbish, though, Chris. That's my villain now. Your phone line, boom. Parramatta was your villain there. And Loz, you were saying earlier, thanks for the call, Chris. We at least got your hero and villain in.
I can't admit it yet.
You've just about penned them. Oh. Are you going to tell Gutho that tomorrow?
No.
I'm definitely going to tell him.
No.
I'm going to tell him that you have wiped the eels.
No, I haven't wiped them.
Big call.
But I'm starting to get very, very
nervous. No, have wiped them. You just don't want to say it out loud because you were so loud and proud about them.
Mm.
And it's going to hurt for you to
I don't want
take
to admit
back.
I was...
Yeah, wrong.
What?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
I take that back.
No.
You're not wrong yet.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're not wrong
I'm
yet.
I'm not prepared.
Extremely unlikely, but you're not wrong at this stage. So you can hang on to that.
Yeah.
It's just not looking good.
No.
Is it looking good for Brad Arthur?
Ooh, if they fold meekly, no.
How far, where do they have to get to for his job to be saved?
Well, I think they've got to...
It's amazing that we're even talking about that, though.
A couple of weeks into the finals, surely.
They can't go out.
Well, it's just one of those things. If they fall away again this year, after the opportunities they've had, the talk will be... Can Brad get them to another level?
Line.
There's doubt that Brad's a really good coach.
Yeah.
But then the question will be, he's had plenty of time to take them and elevate them
why
to that next level.
Why are they not going the next step?
Why can't they get there?
Yeah.
They're plateaued. That's the conversation that will be had around Parramatta if they can't take that next step.
Amazing.
Just on the other game yesterday, your Raiders against the Dragons, can you just give us some sort of visual of what it would have looked like in Ricky Stewart's lounge room watching the last 5 minutes of that game.
Oh, visual.
Remote through TV at some stage.
Mate,
sure.
He would have been pacing.
Sweating.
He would have been... he would have been pacing up and down, and he would have been giving plenty of commentary, I'd reckon. And depending on who was in the room with him, might have been some expletives. But he would have been jumping up and down when they won.
Mm.
But I could just imagine him, you know, behind the couch, just sort of pacing and swearing and giving it to people. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I expect. Mm.
It's all I can think of. The last 5 minutes, I imagine Ricky Stewart. Yeah,
and no one else in the room. I couldn't imagine any pets. Anything you could break.
Looks like Straka and Zalatoris are off to the third playoff hole as they try and decide the St. Jude Championship in the opening weekend of the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour. And Mossy's coming up shortly. Chelsea and Tottenham 2-2. Drama charge match at Stamford Bridge last night. Late equaliser. Steep in the stoppage time from Harry Kane. And also Nottingham Forest beat West Ham 1-0. Now, we're just on the multi front. Sorry, Loz, but your multi on 5 August didn't get up. Both horses ran a place, but Canberra lost to Penrith, says Larry from Newey. Come on. No, just tell Larry what happened.
That would have been Blocker Adam Pengilly, because I was off.
You were off.
I was off, Larry.
So you take no responsibility.
Yeah, so my last month has been 3 winners and an abandoned race meeting.
Yeah, that's the last 4 Fridays that you've worked.
Not that he's counting.
I know. I know my winners.
Yep.
Losers, I forget. But winners, I remember.
Mossy, good morning.
Good morning, Mido. Welcome back, Clarkie. And great to be on air with you again, Loz.
Thanks, Mossy. How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
You've been well?
Paid per headline while you're away or what?
I wish. I wish that was the case for the last 25 years. I wouldn't be sitting here, let me tell you.
Tell you what, that was a good little stab from Mossy.
Mossy's not usually like that.
That was fair, though. That's not a crack. That's just
Mossy. No, see, this is the Mr. Nice Guy.
No, he's just checking.
Mr. Nice Guy having a little stab.
No, see, I don't take it as a stab. I take he's just checking.
It just meant I didn't have to text Clark to make sure he was okay.
Yeah. I tell you what, I saw one of your good mates, actually, Mossy, when I was away.
Oh, who's that?
David Beckham. The Beckhams were on a boat beside me, and they're swimming and jet skiing and what have you, and then all of a sudden, these alarms start going off. So, apparently, in the boating world, the fire alarm is like 6 little alarms and 1 monster alarm. So this boat is ginormous, and you hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and this big long. There's a fire on board.
Where does the fire brigade come from,
mate? Well, there's no fire brigade. There's one or two extinguishers
on the
boat.
Do they have a fire brigade on water,
mate? The staff. Well, they do. Yes, they do. You should have seen everyone run. You've never seen people on a boat run so quickly.
Where do they run?
Don't know where. Look, all the staff, mate. Not to get off. Obviously put the fire out. So, yeah, I don't know what happened, but it caused a bit of
a... yell out to Bex and say, Bex,
jump on
Mossy
here, buddy.
Said to say g'day.
The little, come and get on the little rubber ducky. Mossy wants to talk to you.
No. Bex yelled out to
Clarkie,
say g'day to
Mossy.
Exactly right.
I love it. I thought you were going to say, I ran into like Mark
from Manly. David Beckham. Same. Mossy's
ran into Bex.
Yeah. Mossy and Bex. She was on. Yeah, kids were on. They're all on there.
They're fine, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Well, they've had their dramas. They're going strong.
Ask Mossy. He knows.
That's beautiful.
David.
Did you say Giggsy was on board?
Giggsy wasn't on board. I couldn't see him.
Oh, no, he's been... He's,
he was in a courtroom.
Things aren't going well for Giggsy.
They're only... This is my take on it.
On who? The Beckhams?
The Beckham.
What do you got here?
They're only together...
Oh, here we go.
...because they're making money.
Because they haven't got enough?
Yeah, they're making... Yeah. They're selling themselves as a package. There you
but
go.
They're not actually together. You reckon it's a fake relationship?
No, I think it might be.
Jeez, that's judgmental from you, Loz.
You sound cynical.
Mate, I love being judgmental.
How much do they need? And they can't make money on their own? Separate?
Well, yeah, they can, but they're not as much together as a package.
You reckon?
That wholesome image, yeah.
Mm. I don't know if you guys know this, but Bex's old personal... What would you call him?
How far are we going back here?
Cousins aren't his sister.
Andy Burnell.
Who was next door neighbours,
So he used to work for, I think it was called CFX Management Company. He's a Canberra boy, and he's now involved with the Central Coast Mariners. But he was let go from the Bex camp because he may or may not have walked in on something a few years ago.
Ouch.
Wow.
There's a headline.
Wow. We need a whole show dedicated to that.
See?
Anyway.
Told you Mossy and Bex were tight. There you go. Anyway, well, he said
now
to say
you
hi.
Are you disregarding my theory now?
I'm disagreeing with your theory. I'm saying, I think, yeah, maybe they've had a few dramas. I think we've all read that. But I think they're just going strong.
Oh, well, good on them.
Happy family.
I'm happy for the Beckhams.
Play on.
Well, let's start with Bex's former club.
Oh.
Which one?
Manchester United, who are absolutely in disarray, Mossy. 4-0 away against Brentford. They've been beaten. They're bottom of the Premier League for the first time in 30 years. The coach, or the manager, Erik ten Hag, has called them in on their day off and taken them to training and making them run, I think, 8 miles to feel the difference between what Brentford ran for the match and what his players ran for the match. So where do they go from here?
Wow. Oh, my goodness, how long we got for the segment?
But, about 6-7 minutes.
No problem. But look, I'm going to wind it right back. And this is no criticism of Ten Hag right yet, because he hasn't had long enough. But the early signs are not great. But I did say in the beginning that I thought they needed an experienced Premier League manager who knows the Premier League inside out, because it's a massive rebuild of one of the biggest clubs in the world. And I thought they should have gone really hard for Pochettino. But anyway, let's park that, because Ten Hag is the manager and he's not going to be sacked tomorrow. But, gee, his job's just got a whole lot bigger. But now Ronaldo, apparently the club are saying they're prepared to terminate Ronaldo's contract. I think that's been a huge distraction during the pre-season attempts to rebuild the squad. But they were just awful. They were absolutely awful. My dad's a Manchester United fan. He was back. He was there, growing up in the Sir Matt Busby days, and he's at a loss. And a lot of people who have followed Manchester United closely their whole lives are at a complete loss as to what's going on. My take on it is, you've got an American ownership who have been employing the wrong managers. If you look at Liverpool, taken over by an American family, they've gone hard for Jurgen Klopp and said, here's the keys to the football department. You run it, we trust you. And he's delivered big time. I think Manchester United have got their model all wrong, and they've got to start right from the bottom.
Mossy, what do they do in that situation with someone like Ronaldo, who still had a stellar year individually, but it seems like it's not the right fit for that team? How do you, such a big fish, how do you not pick him, or even they dropped him, like, or didn't start with him? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's a big one, Clarkie. Like, we you and I spoke about this on air. I said last season they should have dropped him at some point, even though he was scoring goals. They weren't pressing as a unit. They weren't defending as a unit. They were getting well beaten. And I just think, you know, in pre-season, the moment he said, I'm not coming to pre-season training for family reasons, should have been the moment they showed him the door.
Yeah. Okay.
And whether that involves a payout or what, I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're rebuilding a squad, you're trying to refind your identity, build a culture again. You can't have anyone who's bigger than the team. And I think that's the issue.
What about in this game between Tottenham and Chelsea? It ended up in a 2-2 draw, but the drama on the sideline between the managers, Mossy?
Ah, brilliant, Loz. Great theatre, wasn't it?
Nothing like a stink.
Antonio Conte and Thomas Tuchel, and it all sort of kicked off. I mean, I'm sure it was simmering, but it sort of kicked off when Spurs equalised and Conte got in the face of Tuchel, and then it boiled over again at full time after Kane equalised for Spurs 95th minute from a corner. And they went to shake hands, and one of them didn't let go. You can't really tell from the footage who it was that held on to the handshake, but it kicked off again. Both managers red carded. I don't think it should have been red cards. Honestly, I think that was petty by the referee, because it was theatre. No punches were thrown, no headbutts. It was just two passionate managers getting each other's face. Bring it on.
Oh, I love how you said that.
Brilliant. Yeah,
no headbutts.
Play on, no headbutts. Yeah. No fly kicks.
Nah, just... No coward punches. Nah, play it was on. All good.
Oh, good. Keep your card in your pocket.
Good stuff. It's great theatre, wasn't it, as Mossy said. Great to see Nottingham Forest get their first win since returning to the Premier League against West Ham at home.
A goal that was nowhere near Iwobi's best finish. It was off his knee, but it was a goal 23 years in the making. You know, the first EPL goal and win for Nottingham Forest this millennium after returning to the EPL. So some really wild celebrationary scenes at Nottingham Forest. Great to see. I've got a good mate over there in England who's been waiting for this moment for 23 years and was trying to wake me up through the middle of the night, but I didn't take his calls. But, yeah, good to see them in the winners' list.
Gee, that's pest behaviour, isn't it? Ringing in the middle of the night just because his team's playing. Now, Arsenal 4-2 against Leicester, and Gabriel Jesus already, well, showing his worth, isn't he, there at in North London?
Yeah, he really is. And the big question was, can Mikel Arteta take Arsenal to the next level this season? And the early signs are good, 2 from 2. Jesus, big signing for them, and he looked really good. He's looked really good pre-season and over the first two rounds, as you said, scored in the 23rd and 35th minutes to add to a goal from Xhaka and Martinelli as well. So good signs there. League two goals against Leicester, that's probably where... no doubt Arteta will focus this week on making sure that they tighten up at the back. But when you're scoring 4 goals, you're giving your team a chance to win every week.
I think a lot of people thought Leeds might struggle this year. They won in the opening week, Mossy, but then they had a 2-0 lead and they surrendered and they come away with a draw. But, I mean, obviously they'd be disappointed with that. But do you think Leeds are a team that can stay up, or do you think they'll be battling relegation?
Well, good to see you remember my tips, Loz. I tipped them to go down, so no.
No, fair enough.
I've actually tipped them. It'll surprise some people, no doubt, but I've actually tipped them to go down. I just have this feeling that they're not set up to stay in the Premier League this year, but time will tell. I'm happy to be proven wrong, of course. But, yeah, as you said, 2-0 up away from home to Southampton, and to leak those 2 goals... in the 72nd and 81st minute, not good signs. Jesse Marsh, I think they got a lot of money from the sale of Calvin Phillips to Manchester City, and I just don't think they've invested that money wisely. They've still got some time. This transfer window, it ends at the end of this month, but I think they still need a lot more creativity and finishing power up front. But time will tell.
And closer to home, Sydney FC and the Wanderers. Gee, the derby's going to have some extra spice this season with, of course, Milos Ninkovic going, well, to the Wanderers, and now Jack Rodwell's gone the other way to the Sky Blues for a couple of years, Mossy.
Yeah, and I think that's a fantastic signing for Sydney FC. We've dealt with the Ninkovic defection a few weeks ago, but this Jack Rodwell, I think, is a really strong leader, fantastic player. He's had a great career, played in the EPL, of course. Can play in midfield or as a centre-back. And I think you put him next to Alex Wilkinson and they've got a really formidable defence there. So I think it's a big signing. As you said, it'll certainly add a little bit more spice, as if it needed it, to the Sydney Derby. And let's hope the crowds return this season, because the Derby is always one of those fixtures that you highlight early on when the draw comes out.
And finally, great to see Sam Kerr nommed for the Ballon d'Or for the fourth straight year. Lionel Messi, though, not nommed for the first time since 2005.
Yeah, hard to believe, hey, with Lionel Messi. But, yeah, look, I suppose it speaks to going to PSG in the French League. Yeah, all good things come to an end. Be happy it happened, not sad it's over when it comes to Messi. But Sam Kerr, brilliant. That's four out of four nominations for Sam, because... the nominations for female players only came in 4 years ago, so great to see her there. And I'd really love to see her win it, honestly. Her form for Chelsea, the only thing that may count against her this time around is that the Matildas have slipped in the rankings and her goals haven't been as prolific in a national team shirt as what they have in years gone by. But let's hope she wins that, because I really do think she's up in the top echelon of female players in the world, and be good to see her retire with that accolade.
Just before you go, give us a correct score, Liverpool Crystal Palace tomorrow morning.
Well, I've got a same game multi for you if you want it.
Okay, let's do that.
Do you want it?
I do.
3-0 Liverpool, Mo Salah, score or assist, and more than 10 corners.
Okay. That's a lot of menus I've got to try and get through in quick time, Mossy. So we'll get someone to put that up on the social.
Well, you can bet on corners.
Yeah.
Mate,
you should see this.
Really?
Less than or greater than 10 corners. And that multi is paying north of $18.
Perfect. That'll do us. Mossy, give it strength, mate. Have a good day.
Take care. See you guys.
Got to give a winner out for heroes.
Give it to Charlie. Give it to this dude at the fronty. Charlie from Port Macquarie. I missed you too, buddy. Yeah, I missed you
I'm
too.
I'm going to give it a Chocky.
The Chockster.
Yeah, who, the villain, popular villain too. The band, the life band given to our man. Which,
reinstated.
Which has been reinstated. At,
Mount Smart Stadium. Yeah, but yeah, the fun place. And he gave it to Sydney United 58, who beat Western United in the round of 16 in the Australia Cup. They won on penalties in the round of 16. And, of course, Western United won the grand final, so it's a big upset.
Well done,
beating
Chockey.
The A-League team. So, Chockey, you win. $100 gift card, case of Saint and Sinner alcoholic kombucha.
Love it.
And not quite the Bundy rum that DS was ploughing into on the weekend. Morning, DS.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, up in Bundaberg for a family wedding. And boy, oh boy.
How'd you go, DS?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Dusty this morning? Or
they go hard, too.
They do go hard. DS, and you start that, I've got the twang back. You get the twang and, you know, everyone's like, here you go, mate. Yeah, good, mate. But they're mad. Like, we landed at the airport. And there was dead set like four or five people wearing Maroons jerseys. Like, it's just, it's another world up there.
Yeah, series is over.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Long over.
And
they've always got the A at the end of it, eh?
Yeah, A.
What do you think of that, A?
Mate, how good. But, you know, good to be up there. Good. It's always good to see family, isn't it? But, boys, this little couple of minutes is not about me, not about what I was up to. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, David.
Tell us.
Nothing to tell, mate.
Well, how was the city of love? I saw you over there.
Had a horrible time.
I saw you. Now, I've got to ask about that, where you were sitting at Paris.
Which time?
Well, the one that we saw you with the champagne glass.
Mm.
I just wanted to know because I.
Why is there a second glass in the photo?
No,
is that what you want to know?
No, I was.
Moss has already taken me there.
No, I was more going to ask if we need to write a letter to the council in Paris because it looked like the grass was awful. There was just no turf whatsoever.
Nice. No, it was nice. I had to get in the shade, man. It was a bit hot. I didn't want skin cancer, and I took under the tree option.
Well, what was that second glass doing there? Were you just
double
parking yourself?
There was a few, and I was there with five. There was
five glasses.
Yeah.
Why do they call it the City of Love?
Not sure. You tell me. You ever been?
No, I've never been to.
Treat yourself.
Never been to France.
I was saying to the boys this morning, I couldn't live there, but I think it's my favourite city in the world.
Why couldn't you live there? Dirty?
So clean. The opposite.
Clean?
No, I'm Australian. I'm a Sydney boy.
Okay.
I don't think I could live anywhere else. And I love coming home, but Paris is so much history, but ultra clean.
Do you feel love when you're there? Is it the type of place where you want to hold hands? Like, I know we've spoken about this before with Loz. Is it? Do you just get a fuzziness about you when you're there?
I never got that fuzziness about me. It was a fuzziness, but it was my head.
And I did see some artwork being purchased.
Yeah, I bought a bit of artwork. I did.
Did you?
Yeah. That was popping up. Good to see. Good to see Detective Daily miss that one.
Yeah, when did that come up?
Yeah, that's on there. I did. I made a little purchase. I'm doing a few renos.
How
at the
do
house,
you get
so.
That back here? Obviously by a ship. But
yes.
Like, that's going to take forever.
It'll take a couple of weeks.
Okay. Beautiful.
It's on its way. But I had a good time, mate. It
Very
was Europe is, let's just say, normal. COVID does not exist
in
Europe.
There.
They are play on.
Righto.
And the sun was shining. People were in good spirits. And yeah. It was,
have you heard about Mido while we've been gone?
Talk to me.
Well, he's been on fire.
On the field or off the field?
Just both.
Really?
Seeing them like watermelons.
That doesn't surprise me. He's a ladies' man.
You wouldn't know a thing.
He's a ladies' man, you know. Don't worry about that.
You wouldn't know a thing.
Very rarely is he at home on the weekends on his own. Put it that way. He's a busy bee.
You haven't got the plastic on the couch, have you, Mido?
Still got your tag on. Plastic's gone, but the tag's on.
I'm very happy in my own company.
What about yourself, Laurie? What investigating have you done?
Oh, he stalked my mobile phone.
Yeah. He was filthy checked. That you never contacted him.
Yeah, I did. My fault, though. I did tell a lie. I said I was going to, but
I
didn't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my bad.
What happened to the BSB hat?
Yeah.
You were going to get some photos.
Let's just say it didn't make it home.
It didn't make it home.
Did it even make it home?
Because Wilbur said it's a gift, so I gifted it to somebody.
I'm very good. You know, there was a conspiracy theory going around, Michael, that you actually never left.
I did leave.
And that was a stunt double of yours.
I wish.
Over there. Because the whole leaving process, because we thought you'd gone and then you had, smoke and mirrors.
I tried to hide as much as I could, but I didn't get away with much, unfortunately.
Don't tell me you had two cars go to the airport, one go left, one go right. You know, you're in this terminal.
I didn't have two cars go to the airport, I can tell you that right now.
Hey, boys, did anyone back a winner on the weekend? Anyone at all?
The only winner I backed was I had $20 on my multi.
Oh. And the multi got up?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of conjecture about the races on Saturday. We're going to have a good debate, I think. Chris Roots, Mitch Cohen, Simon Thanopoulos is going to be our panel today on Punters Postmortem. Our chat later for Monday's experts is Luke Price. Of course, Luke and Robert, they train there at Kembla Grange. Looking forward to chatting with Luke about his life. Welcome back, pup. Middo.
Thanks, buddy. Loz,
no, good on you.
Good on you. Good day, mate.
Go and have a good Monday. It is 2 minutes past 9 o'clock. Now, we will get to the news. I was going to say we'll get to Jamie, but Jamie is probably swimming across the Indian Ocean as we speak. She just loves it. Let's get to Air News.